Good morning, planet Earth. Good morning to all my friends out there in the various regions that still exist upon the blankest of screens. Imagine a blank screen of empty white, egg white shell, nothing. A white, a pale white, just the bleakness of the bland. It is January the 28th, 2025, Bo Blimp Doc, if it is such a thing. It's Tuesday, and it's almost 4 a.m. And I've decided, as you know, to make some radical changes to my podcast, maybe even to my life. And not because I've changed my perspective on what's coming, or frankly, what seems to be almost here. But that what we need now are mild thoughtfulnesses. And the mindfulnesses of empty white eggshell bullshit nothing. Pale, empty, mild considerations. No news is good news. On the Gary Gnu Show. That's what I'm going for. Mild, kinder Dan. Sure. Maybe. Mild and fragrant free. Fragrance free. Not sure about the fragrance part, right? But mild milk toast, medium, lukewarm. Semi-moist, colorless trash. Vanilla as fuck. Really, really fucking bland. Give up on the schadenfreude. Give up on the freight train to nowheres. Give up on the plastic coffins. Just give up on all that crap. What news is there to talk about? Well, only that which I can verify with my own eyes and ears, brothers and sisters. The only news is the news connected to me. Connected to you. The rest is garbage at this point. So here goes. Here's my local news. I was supposed to get a shit ton of stuff done this weekend. Did I? No. No, I did not. And I'd love to say I didn't have the energy, but that's not the whole truth. I just didn't have the will to care. The will to have concern. I didn't have any sense of will with respect to giving a fuck. And I'm not proud of it. Not really. I just couldn't dig down to that deep, deep part of myself to say, what is the reason? I don't know. But I do want to be milder about it, even if I'm being kind of existentially nihilistic. It's going to be a milder kind of nihilism. Some will call it mihilism. There'll be a drug for it in 2035. There's a local grocery store I enjoy, and it's a small store, and they're usually not open on Sundays, but I found out that they're now open on Sundays. That's really big news. I mean, as long as it lasts, right? And I have another fortune for you. A fortune cookie fortune, if you want to hear it. Within the month, as you tidy your room, you will find your lost item. Now, I don't know what they're talking about because I have OCD and I have almost no shit. So I'm pretty certain I know where all my items are. There's one or two things that have been missing in the last couple years, but the likelihood that they're hidden somehow in this room, well, that's a zero. There's no place to discover I have not seen. There is no corner of my 300 square foot paradise that I have not understood. Maybe it's 400 feet. But that's 400 square feet, baby. And I think I know every square. I think I know all the feet. Within the month, as you tidy your room, within the month, as you free yourself from gloom, within the month, when the doom cloud breaks, you'll find something you lost someplace in your room. So real soon, real soon, you'll be together again with that precious lost item. Maybe it's a dried condom. Maybe it's an old cheeseburger. I have no idea what the fuck the Chinese are talking about. It's the year of the snake, and this is associated with penile rivulet power and transformative cash justice. If we are wise, we will unleash the brown dragon and attain next level turd awareness. All things are colored red in the year of the snake. If you can find your lost item. What am I fucking missing? My mind? I've lost my mind completely. Jizz-wrapped, canopy, lover, mud, jealousy, and torrid man-squirrel passion. Yes, I've completely lost my mind. Maybe that's what's lost in my fucking room if I tidy it up. I'll find my mind this month. And it is hidden in this fucking room. The point is, and this is really the key point, other than storytelling, this podcast needs to be mild and swell and well soft-spoken Miss Dubois-style tulip parties, an underwear robot soiree. It might be that one can of chili, you know, that one can of chili I thought I lost. Maybe that's the thing. Maybe. It could be that thing I used when I did those terrible things a few years ago. When I lost control and the mind took over, and now I'm gonna find it in my room. All I know is not too spicy. That's the ticket. Not too spicy. That's gotta be over. We're done with the spice. Maybe it's for a while, maybe forever. If I was cleaning my room, I found my mildness. And I found my truth. I'm not your pal, your buddy, your friend. I'm the weirdo on the other end. I'm not your son, your daughter, your uncle, your pops. I'm not the cops. I'm not your lawyer. I'm not your Tom Sawyer. Mild and vanilla and lukewarm and milk toast. That's the goal. And if you think I'm crazy, well, that's the deal. And yeah, I think I'm gonna do the storytelling too. And maybe that won't suck. But as far as the news review goes, I feel like that's over. There's no more news to review. You have reviewed all the news you need to review. If I am still here a year from now, I hope I'm only telling stories. That's it. Fiction, 100%. Wouldn't that be wonderful? It'd be so special. Even if the story sucked, if I'm still around podcasting a year from now, I should be telling fucking stories. Pure fiction. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. I defeated you 8 billion times. You defeated me only once. I defeated you 8 trillion times as I stared down that street. As I practiced so neat when I went to the range, I defeated you 8 billion times. You defeated me only once, but once can count. Once can really work. If your body does not twerk, it means your soul goblet can't be refilled. If you know, you know. There's a flip side to the coward dies a thousand deaths bullshit, because that is true. You should not be ruled by your fear. You should also let your fear teach you some things too, though. That's tricky. It's tricky. Your fear is a tool. That's all I'll say. But the flip side of the coward dies a thousand deaths is that a lot of tough guys, they'll defeat you 8 billion times until they end up, you know, losing their head, literally. A lot of tough guys will tell you the 8 trillion stories of how they'll dominate the planet and how they go to the range every week and, oh, their shot group. In their minds, they've won the battle 8 billion times, usually after they, you know, they fill up their woman's goblet. But in truth, they only have to be defeated once. That's the truth. They can have 8 trillion victories in their heads or in reality, but like everybody else, all you have to do is defeat them once. And if they've only ever defeated you in their head, then their odds aren't great, you know? They're not. As the monkey pirate said. I defeated you 8 billion times. You defeated me only once. Turns out once is good enough, though. So this is not the news, and this is just a quote. And it's a quote I want to think on because, well, it kind of is news-related, but it kind of isn't. And about 8 years ago, you know, early in the phase of my podcasting, early in the phase of being, chased from one platform to the next, I believe I read this quote. But since all those various pods are probably lost to the space of YouTube, there's no real point in pretending it still exists. So here's the quote. This is LBJ, you know, Lyndon B. Johnson, former president of the United States, but this is when he was a senator, in 1958. From space, the masters of infinity would have the power to control the Earth's weather, to cause drought and flood, to change the tides and raise the levels of the sea, to divert the Gulf Stream and change temperate climates to frigid. From space, the masters of infinity will have globon torpedoes. They will look down upon us with green glowing eyes. They will hearken after our craft beer. They will turn us into cheeseburger juice. One day, the robots will have sex with our moms. From space, the masters of infinity will have control of the music industry. From space, the masters of infinity, they'll run Ticketmaster as Pearl Jam. From space, the masters of infinity will be able to give you diverticulitis. From space, the masters of infinity will steal your credit card numbers and call up your ex-girlfriend. From outer space, the masters of infinity will talk behind your back and end up, you know, getting your girlfriend to cheat on you. That, you know, code name Jody, if you know what I mean. From space. From the darkest corners of space, the masters of infinity will build giant starships. These ships are so big, it takes 20,000 years to go from one end to the next. And they'll build these things, and they'll race across the cosmos, whipping up all kinds of smoke and fire. They'll fill their billowing desire with the chaos juice of that Bruce Lee-style disco music from space. From space, cable TV will become satellite TV. From space, MTV will become digital TV. From space, you and me will get on a rocket ship named Clarg. We'll go to deep space and meet a race called the Barg. They'll make deals with us. They'll teach us how to love again from space. That's what we'll be doing from space, folks. We'll be the masters of infinity. What kind of crazy, nutty Texas bullshit is that, folks? Anyways, here's a quote in Dr. Freckles, but it's mild enough for purposes of space. If the government apologizes for making a mistake, you should know it's at least 10 times worse. If the government points at a building, the building is on fire. Don't worry, the government's a liar. They'll say they're sorry while hiding the other 20 buildings that, you know, burnt to ashes. That's what happens. Yeah, that's right. If the government apologizes for something, I don't care what government, U.S. government, state government, local government, you're fucking, you know, public school people. I don't care. It could be the fucking United Nations or Russia or China or whomever. I don't care. Whenever they apologize, you should know that it's at least 10 times worse. At least 10 times worse. Probably 20 times, maybe 100, but at least 10. Something to consider in the coming weeks and months, if you know, my friends. And here's a final quote from Dr. Freckles. We make things that make us. We build things that build us. We construct prisons. We walk inside. We lock the door behind us. And then we wonder, how did I get trapped? We make things that make us. We make things that make us. We build things that build us. We construct prisons, and then we walk into them, and we lock the door behind us, and then we ask ourselves, how did we get trapped? And this applies, you know, to big things, to big topics, topics that are not mild, they're not lukewarm, they're not milk toast, so we're not going to get too deep into those topics. So it definitely applies to the big things. But it applies to little things too. You know, we build castles that are really dungeons. We build piles of wealth that turn out to be anchors. We think we're creating connections, but in reality, we don't have any friends. We do things we believe work, but often we don't understand that they're inherently counterproductive, and I don't know. I don't know if there's a way to escape it. I don't know. I think that if you were born into this world, you were likely born into a structure. And the structure you were born into could be the one I was born into. That's the United States of America. And around that structure's culture and history and obviously government and a lot of fear and a lot of propaganda and a lot of lies and maybe some truth, but it's hard to find the truth. It really is. And a lot of the things we build, as counterintuitive as this may seem, a lot of the things we construct in order to get at the truth often push the truth farther behind us, farther down, farther away. You know? We think we have laws and judges and lawyers so we can find the truth. But what if that's the opposite? What if we have those things so we never have to deal with, you know, the truth? We make things that make us. We build things that build us. We construct prisons, and then we take up occupancy. Remember these things for a very mild and milquetoast Tuesday, January the 28th, 2025. You should always pour old coffee down your shower. You should always pour old coffee down your shower. If you want to get rid of those stains, if you want to get rid of that smell, pour old coffee down your shower. You'll feel better. Your health will improve. On sale now at some place are these Star Commercial Panini Grills. You can make your own paninis, and that way you could attract Latin singles for men over 50. And you know, if you're a man over 50, you definitely want to meet a Latin single, because you're about to escape, and it's going to stun you. One day you'll send a letter to the FBI saying, "I escaped, buddy. I built a prison. I built a factory. I built a legal system. And these things trap me. But I escaped, buddy. I found a way through." A milder, more considerate, a balanced Saturday afternoon. It's the golf game. We're making grilled cheese. How about a lukewarm glass of water sitting in the middle of a pale white eggshell room? Have a great Tuesday.